The Victor Borga Show. Talented Danish pianist and entertainer, Victor Borga. With Miss Pat Friday, the Henry Russell Sextet, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and Billy Mills Orchestra. At the piano is your host for these half hours, our friend from Denmark, pianist and entertainer extraordinaire, Victor Borga.
That's all for now. Thank you, Harlow. You are very, very kind. Since this is our first program, I would like to describe from my piano the wonderful people that will be working with me. We go up to the podium. And we find Billy Mills. Now, Billy is about this tall. And about this wide. It's exactly the same. And he has a little mustache. He looks like this on one side. And like this on the other side. Two on one side and three on the other. Now... Then there is Harlow Wilcox. Harlow starts here. And he reaches this far. Something like this.
Oh, and here's Pat Friday walking across the stage.
Oh, Victor, that's beautiful.
I think so. And over there's the Henry Russell Sextet, but I can't do that.
You can't do that? Why not?
I can't play six piano. But you put all of these good people together and they sound something like this.
Gonna make a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bags, I got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard.
Seven.
That's the time we leave at seven.
Seven.
I'll be waiting up for heaven. Counting every mile of railroad track that's taking me back. Never thought I'd ever be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna make a sentimental journey.
Sentimental journey home.
Thank you.
up for heaven. Counting the miles of railroad track that takes me there.
Never thought I'd ever be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna make a sentimental journey.
Sentimental journey home.
Since coming over from Denmark a short time ago, Victor Borge has adopted our language and customs, has established himself as entertainer par excellence, has been featured guest on many radio programs, and now he has his own radio program.
Would like to tell my favorite story from American history, the story of Pocahontas.
Well, wait, why did you choose Pocahontas?
Well, why did you choose Pocahontas? Well, she was a lush babe.
Now, Victor, that's no way to talk about a historical figure.
All right, she was a very lush babe with a historical figure. So historically, it drove John Smith hysterical. Now, I have a very interesting theory about John Smith.
Yeah.
It is my opinion, I suspect that John Smith was really Paul Revere.
Oh, now, Victor.
Oh, yes, Harlow. If you were going to take a phony name, what would you call yourself?
Victor Borge.
No, no, that's very flattering, but it has to be John Smith, or else I'll never get out of this mess. But Pocahontas liked him so much, she didn't even question the name John Smith, even when he registered that way at her hotel.
Pocahontas ran a hotel?
Yes, Hotel Pocahontas, Indian Plan.
Indian Plan?
Yes, you could always get reservations there. Sometimes even rooms. It was a very fine hotel with a bellboy, a maid, change of linen, running water.
Hey, now, wait a minute. In the 17th century, running water?
Yes, he was the bellboy. He was the brother of Pocahontas. Just a little punk, a hunter. Then there was Cracked Eyes.
To make beverages?
No, to make the beds. Cracked Eyes was the little Indian maid.
Oh.
Running water was a very busy bellboy, chasing up and down the stairs after Cracked Eyes. Then John Smith started chasing up and down the stairs, too.
Cracked Eyes?
No, Pocahontas. One Sunday, Pocahontas invited John Smith to dinner and baked him a chicken. John Smith liked the chicken, so he asked her to marry him. And that made her father, Papa Hunters, very mad. Because he wanted her to marry a second baseman, one of the Cleveland Indians. So Papa Hunters called in some of the Braves and said, "Boys, this John Smith, he wants to steal away our little Pokey. What he needs is a scalp treatment." The Braves got out their hatchets and captured John Smith and put his head on a chopping block. Just as they were about to let him have it, Pokey came running very fast. She threw her historical figure down beside John and said, "Papa, if you chop him, chop me first." This touched her papa's heart very deep. So he said, "All right, boys, chop them both." And that's where we get the expression, "Two heads are better than one."
That is a very interesting story, Victor. Say, have you ever looked into American musical history?
Well, yes, and thanks for the idea, Harlow. The American composer George M. Cohan surely made musical history. But this will not be Borger's version. I'm going to ask Peter Mills and orchestra to read the music.
Thank you. Billy Mills and the orchestra and the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
Girl, our Miss Pat Friday, and it is my pleasure to start her off on her beautiful song. Something I would like to ask you now.
Mm-hmm.
See, this has nothing to do with your engagement here. Just a private question. But, I'm new in town. Do you have any suggestions as to what a man could do who is new in town on a holiday?
Well, you could go to a baseball game.
Are you going?
No, I'm going to be home.
Are you?
With the Marine.
I'll go to the baseball game. But I haven't seen a baseball game. I saw one 2 years ago.
Well, why why don't you go to another one? They all end differently, you know.
Oh, they do, do mm-hmm. they? Mm-hmm. Not the one I saw. But I'm glad I saw it because, you see, we didn't have baseball in Denmark. When I came over here, I was interested in it, so I asked a friend of mine to take me there. And that he did, that he did. And he said, oh, that's very good you want to see one because tonight the White Sox are playing the Red Sox. That sounded wonderful to me. I've never before seen a pair of socks play with each other. But he must have been wrong because the bears were playing the seals. You know, those animals were very, very clever. From where we were sitting, they looked almost like human beings. This game happened to be a night game. And that means that they had to wait until it got dark to turn on the light so they could see. When we were going in, someone said, you can't tell the players without a program. I didn't buy one because I had nothing to tell them. I mean, I find the game itself very, very difficult to understand. I couldn't understand why the umpire was wearing a mask until he took it off. During the game, my friend got very excited because he said that the team had a man on every base. I didn't know anything about that, but the other team had one on every base, too, so I wasn't worried. All at once, a very tall man walked onto the field. He was a very, very famous player, I think. I mean, everybody told me that. Someone said, that fellow is batting around 3:45. I looked at my watch, but it was only 9:30. I was sure it was going to be a long, long game. But he went to bat anyway, and he hit the ball. He didn't go very high or far. In fact, he hit it in backwards over the grandstand. And he must have hit a rooster because the man next to me said he hit a pop fowl. Strike one. The thing I like best about these baseball business is everything is so informal. There was a woman sitting beside me, and she must have been nearsighted or something because she kept mistaking me for her relative. Whenever something would happen on the field, she would slap me on my knee and say, oh, brother, brother. I explained to her that I wasn't her brother at all. I've never seen her before. But later on, I found out where her brother was. He was sitting about 10 rows behind us. And every time she got up, he would shoot, sit down, sister. There's one thing I don't like about baseball. It's too short a game. I was only there about 7 minutes when all of a sudden someone hit the ball too hard. Then the ball went out of sight. Then the first baseman was running, the second baseman was running, and the third baseman was running. Everyone was running. Everybody stood up and yelled, go home, go home, go home. So I went home.
Henry Russell Sextet and Acapulco.
If you're a romantic chum, pack up your dubs and come to Acapulco. You put your cares in hock and throw away your clock in Acapulco. Where you can be as lazy as a daisy drifting in a blue lagoon. You're wide awake at night and all because you dream in the afternoon. You get a Latin glow way down in Mexico below the border. And in a spot like this, if you refuse to kiss, you're out of order. And when the moon is new, it's like a honeydew. Come on and get yourself a slide. Just say Acapulco or paradise.
Chica Linda,
pretty baby.
Won't you kiss me, Chica Linda?
Come along.
You need some new arachas when the mariachas start to play there. And after you depart, I know your crazy heart is gonna stay there. And if I haven't sold you with the things I told you, then I must repeat it twice. Acapulco, another name for paradise.
gentlemen, we approach the musical highlight of the evening. Victor Borge at the piano, Billy Mills Orchestra, and the Sextet present Norwegian Rhapsody from the new Victor Borge album, soon to be released. Our distinguished pianist, Victor Borge. Thank you. After your applause, I dare hope you enjoyed our program this evening. By the way, Harlow, are we doing another show next week?
Why, certainly, Victor.
What day?
Tuesday.
Oh, the same day, yeah? What time?
Same time, of course.
You mean it's going to be the same every week?
That's right, Victor. Same time every Tuesday.
But a different show, of course.
No, the same show, too.
Oh, Harlow, that would be very, very monotonous.
Well, I mean the same show, but altogether different.
I don't see how we can do the same show and make it very different. Unless we make it not quite the same.
That's a good idea. Good night, Victor.
Good night.
Armed Forces Radio Service.